This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliet Goodrich.
Thank you for joining us at 7. Tonight, safety changes on one of the Bay Area's most visible peaks. On any given day, you may find hikers, drivers, and cyclists making that climb up Mount Diablo to take in that spectacular view. But with its narrow, winding roads, collisions are becoming more and more common. In fact, one cyclist who's been involved in a crash himself has long been pushing for changes, and his efforts are finally paying off. Len Ramirez shows us a project underway that could save lives.
The time motorists look but fail to see.
If anyone knows the importance of taking bicycle safety seriously, it's Mount Diablo cyclist Alan Kalin.
I always travel with a flashing front light. On the back, I always have a flashing red light. Anywhere I ride, it's important for motorists to see you.
But even with full safety gear, things can go wrong in seconds, as Alan found out firsthand on this quiet road to Mount Diablo 2 years ago.
Whoa, whoa, hey, hey! Ah!
Fortunately, I had a camera on the front and the back. I went flying through the air. I was airborne qualified for a second time. I was not severely injured, but I went off to the hospital.
At the time, Alan, a retired teacher and colonel in the Army Reserves, was already leading an effort to make the road to Mount Diablo safer for bike riders and motorists. The collision added his name to the growing list of crashes, close calls, and near-death experiences for cyclists on the mountain. Many of those incidents have been recorded by the cyclists themselves. In 2019, one cyclist was killed outside the entrance to Mount Diablo State Park, and the cycling community has placed a white-painted ghost bike to mark the spot.
The ghost bike is in remembrance of Mayan Jones. Sadly, he was struck and killed, leaving behind his wife and three young sons.
In hopes of cutting down or eliminating tragedies, Alan studied collision reports and mapped out the locations of all the incidents.
And realized that 80% of all collisions were occurring on or near blind curves.
When drivers pass cyclists on the steep and twisty road, they often veer into the opposing lane without being able to see if anyone's coming. And with 1,000 bikes and cars on the mountain on busy weekend days, there often is. But this week, state parks and a contractor crew started work on what may be a life-saving solution, bicycle turnout lanes on blind curves.
Cyclists merge into the bike lane. Motorists are allowed to stay in their lane and not hit a descending cyclist.
22 new bike turnouts are being added to the 17 previously built on Southgate Road. And in coming years, a total of 67 will be built on the mountain at a cost of about $700,000.
And I love bike turnouts. Bike turnouts, every bike turnout has the potential to prevent a collision and save a life.
Mount Diablo State Park Chief Ranger Ryan Goring says the turnouts are already making a difference.
A lot of the safety improvements we've done over the years with the local bicycle community and our partners, we've been able to reduce a lot of the collisions significantly. So we're really happy to install 22 more bike turnouts in the park, and hopefully we'll be able to install a few more in the future as well with additional funding.
Alan has already been nationally recognized for his safety efforts, which also include flashing message boards and smaller road signs all the way up the mountain.
I can't thank California State Parks enough for helping us to install bike turnouts. Motorists love the bike turnouts. It's safer for motorists, it's safer for cyclists, it's safer for everyone.
Whether it's climbing to the summit or descending back down, Mount Diablo has long been a challenge for cyclists. The steepness and curves will make sure that's always the case, but at least now there's a little more margin for safety.
And for now, the South Gate entrance is closed to allow for construction of the bike turnouts. The new turnouts should be completed by the end of this month. Well, with the Bay Area's grassy hillsides turning brown, fire danger is ramping up. And every year, firefighters do remind us to take steps to protect our homes. Today, they pointed to an example why. So here's video from May 29th, when a brush fire burned dangerously close to homes in Los Gatos. Santa Clara County firefighters say those homes were saved in part because the homeowners created defensible space by clearing out extra brush around the properties. One of those homeowners was former Stanford football coach Tyrone Willingham. He said he made sure to heed a warning letter he got from the fire department this spring.
Because usually people just kind of toss them, don't pay attention to them. Who is someone to tell me what I should do about my property? But the most important thing is you have a chance to save yourself and save your neighbors and your neighborhood.
And check this out. This is time-lapse video of a CAL FIRE demonstration on what they call home hardening. On the left, a structure that was not prepared for wildfires. It takes less than 15 minutes for the whole thing to burn down. Some tips include moving any combustible materials at least 5 feet away from your home, using non-combustible materials like metal for fencing and gutters. All right, on to San Jose. Some Taco Bell workers are worried about the heat the summer months may bring. They say they've been working in stifling hot kitchens without any air conditioning. As Kevin Coe shows us today, they went on strike calling for better protections, not only at their store, but across the state.
Marcelo works at this San Jose Taco Bell and KFC, but today, he's on strike.
There had to be more careful and keep the workers healthy. So that's why we're doing this.
Workers at this location on South King Road say they've had to work in temperatures close to 90 degrees because of the company's failure to repair the store's air conditioning. They were joined by other fast food employees in San Jose who've also faced high temps at work, like Cynthia.
My migraines will get worse, and then I get stomachache to the point that I want to throw up.
A Taco Bell spokesperson tells me this location's franchise owner is currently working to address team member concerns. But the concerns with excessive heat for workers goes far beyond this Taco Bell. A new proposal to California's Department of Industrial Relations would require indoor workplaces to be 87 degrees or cooler. In areas like a kitchen, where you're working near a hot stove, the proposed standard would require a temperature below 82 degrees.
The code is pretty detailed, and it explains what kinds of mitigations an employer is supposed to take.
Robert Ovetz is a senior lecturer at San Jose State University, who's also authored 3 books on strikes and labor relations.
We still have many workers who become injured or ill or even die while they're on the job.
The new proposal was set for a vote in March before a last-minute cancellation by the state's Occupational Safety and Health Board. Lorena Gonzalez is the principal officer of the California Labor Federation, which has advocated for indoor heat protections since 2016.
How confident are you that there won't be another last-minute cancellation?
We had a lot of discussions with the governor's office since then, and we really do believe, and we have been ensured that we will have a heat standard by the summer. We need to make sure that those workers have the ability to still be healthy while they do their job. We don't want people to die. We don't want people to get sick.
Those striking today in San Jose are hoping the proposal is approved.
That's the best thing we could happen to us, because that way, you know, we could work better. The thing is that the owners shouldn't have workers working under those conditions, you know, because we're the ones who do the job at the end.
California's Occupational Safety and Health Standards Board is set to vote on the heat illness prevention proposal on June 20th.
So in 2005, California became the first state to pass a heat illness prevention standard, but it has not applied to indoor workplaces. So the new standards would make California the third state with indoor heat protections.
What do we want?
Yes.
When do we want it?
Now. So these are fired Google workers along with local university students demonstrating this afternoon outside Google's headquarters in San Francisco. They're calling on the search engine company to divest from Israel and other businesses connected to the war in Gaza. The group says Google fired 50 workers for voicing opposition to its involvement with the Israeli government through its cloud computing services. Google has said every person fired was involved in disruptive activity. Our Jose Martinez was at the protest and we'll have more coming up at 8 on PIX+.